Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, July 23rd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Bert Cooper with Community Seeds. Birthdays, born this day in 1798. Jane Long, often called the Mother of Texas. She's said to have given birth in 1821 to the first child of European descent in Texas.
I'm Ron, by the way. Ron Weasley.
I'm Harry, Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter in the movies, is 24 today.
You're the lucky one, so I've been told. As free as a wind blowing down the road.
Alison Krauss is 42. This day in history, 100 years ago in 1914, the fuse was growing short. In the lead-up to World War I, as Austria-Hungary issued an ultimatum to Serbia following the assassination of Archduke Francis Ferdinand by a Serb assassin. In 1967, massively destructive rioting in Detroit.
Four days of rioting, looting, and arson rocked the city of Detroit in the worst outbreak of urban racial violence this year. Entire blocks of homes become infernos. At least 36 are killed, more than 2,000 injured, and damage topped the half-billion mark.
In 1984, Vanessa Williams resigned as Miss America after pictures of her were published in Penthouse.
Yeah, it certainly took a while for me to get over the resentment and the embarrassment and humiliation and the betrayal. But, you know, every life has its own obstacles and stuff, and that was my big life's lesson. Unfortunately, you know, the whole world got a chance to see my lesson.
Number one on the charts this day in 1967, Jim Morrison and The Doors exploded on the scene with Light My Fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
On the KETR events calendar this Saturday from 9 to 4, an artisan's market at Wesley United Methodist Church in Greenville. 30 booths of local handmade crafts, quilting, art, and more, plus a section for children to create their own crafts and face painting. This event benefits Carver Elementary School in Greenville. The artisan's market from 9 to 4 Saturday at Wesley United Methodist Church in Greenville. For more information, see events at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from the singer and musician Alison Krauss, whose birthday is today. I don't look for bliss, just contentment. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of Community Seeds, located in Lone Oak, Bert Cooper. Good morning.
Hello, John Mark. Glad to be back.
Thank you. And Bert was with us not too long ago, and we got to talking about a new program to train certified nurses' aides, and didn't get to the other things we wanted to talk about. So we have you back to talk about some other things that Community Seeds is doing. Now, you have a new program in which you're training people to become welders.
Yeah, this is actually our second year in our welding program. We've just been operating a little bit under the radar as we get our shop up to speed. But this will be our fourth class of welders. We're blessed because, one, welding is one of the hottest industries in America. There's a shortage of over 2.5 million welders in America. Welders make good money. Our program is not certified yet. They don't leave with a certification yet. The next class will. We're actually working on our certification right now with the American Society of Welders. But what they still get is an opportunity to understand welding, to get a certificate of completion. And about 75% of our welders that leave our class, our school, they're getting hired. Mm-hmm. The median, the least income that we know about, and we don't track all of them, is about $30 an hour. John Mark, the best income that one of our welders received, he's been out there 2 years now from our school, one of our first graduates, $350 an hour.
Mercy.
Yeah, he invested.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah, yeah. He invested in his own rig, and he has just been working bravely ever since. And a great story about him is he's tried to he's tried to send us in the beginning. He tried to send us a little donation so that he could say thanks. We would always tear it up, put it in an envelope, and send it back and say, "Make that investment in yourself as you're doing, and you're doing it well." So we don't do that often, by the way. So if anybody wants to send us a donation, we're probably not going to send it back to you. But we thought that was appropriate. But welding is a great field.
Now, when we were talking about the nursing, the nurse's aides training program that you're having a while back, we got to talking after that, and you mentioned that most of the people who are providing the training are volunteers.
They're all volunteers, yeah, and they're full-time nurses.
Yeah.
Again, we've got an incredible staff of nurses that work at Hunt Regional Hospital or work in home health. Who dedicate their time to come and teach classes two times a week.
Well, now, do you also have volunteers for this welding program?
Our primary instructor, we only have one instructor this go-round, but he is a volunteer as well, and he actually lives on our property. So he's made a commitment. His home is in Marlboro Falls, but he'll drive his fifth wheel up. I think that's what they call it. He parks it on the community seats property, and he teaches welding. Then he goes home on Fridays. So he's here Monday through Thursday when the class meets, and then he goes home on the weekend. Incredibly dedicated. Name is Terrell Jackson. He is still a member of Highland Terrace Baptist Church. Highland Terrace has been very supportive of our program as well. But God has given us a great batch of volunteers without which we would not be able to operate. It certainly is not because of the sophistication or the knowledge of the executive director. It's because of the great people that we've surrounded ourselves with.
We're talking with Bart Cooper, who's the executive director of Community Seeds, located in Lone Oak. So currently, how many guys are, it may not all be guys, I'm presuming that, but how many are you training?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because our last two classes, we had females in there.
Sure.
And the ladies were better than the guys at welding because they were more meticulous and more patient about it. Mm-hmm. This class has 5 students in it. Any class that we have, we can go up to 8 is a comfortable number with one instructor. Great one-on-one attention that we give to the kids in the class. But both men and women have been taking welding with us.
Mm-hmm. And the next class would begin when?
It would begin in the fall. This class is 10 weeks. We're in our 4th week, I believe. So after the 10th week, we always take a bit of a hiatus, and then we start promoting it again. Then I think we're actually going to go up to a number of 10 instead of 8, a number of 10 for the next class.
And you say you'll offer certification in that class?
By the next class, we'll be able to offer certification. The school will be certified by then.
Fantastic. A couple of things. We just have a minute or so left, but you say your community garden is doing very well?
Our community garden is doing well. If somebody knows how to cook squash, come and get some. You know, and if you know how to kill okra, come and kill it for us, because we can cut okra, go give it to someone, come back out, and it's regrown in the same spot. So now we've got a great garden, great group of gardeners as well.
Great.
We'd love to give out some of those veggies to folk.
And we saw the article in the Herald Banner recently, the Follies, which is a long-standing event in Greenville, they're donating their revenue to you.
Since 1987, they've raised over $600,000 for local charities. Great organization led this year by Mandy Stewart. We're so blessed that they're going to help us to complete our Incubator Kitchen project that we've spoken about on this show before. Great, great organization. Great performances. April 24th and 25th of 2015, Municipal Auditorium. We hope that people will participate and corporations will be sponsors. We're looking forward to it. They're good folk.
Good.
They're good folk.
Good. Bart, thanks for having another cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you, John Mark.
Bart Cooper is the Executive Director of Community Seeds located in Lone Oak, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.